The other thing that was very striking was Edith Perez's presentation, looking at the unplanned analysis of the two trastuzumab arms in the NCCTG study, one where the trastuzumab was started concurrent with the paclitaxel and the other where it was started
Yes.
afterwards. And it sort of looked like it made a big difference that it was much more effective if you started it with the taxol.
Yeah, we've got two very different data sets. So we've got on the one hand the HERA trial,
Right.
which while it did not randomize to concurrent versus sequential, had sequential arms.
Everybody got sequential, essentially.
Right, where that looked very positive, a 45% reduction in the hazard rate, which is certainly quite impressive. On the other hand, we've got Dr. Perez's trial, where it looks like the combination is better than sequence. Again, the qualifiers there for both trials, very short median follow-up, 1 year on the HERA trial, a year and a half on Edith's trial. Though, in fact, if you think about it, the year and the year and a half are more or less identical because in the HERA trial, it's measured from the time on randomization, and on the 9831 trial, it's basically from time on study with chemotherapy up front. Both very short follow-up. So I think, you know, it was an unplanned interim analysis. I don't think we should make too much of it.
And there weren't that many events either.
No, a relatively small number of events. Now, my bias, and it is clearly a bias at this point, my bias is that concurrent therapy probably will end up being better.
It makes sense.
Yeah, and I say that based upon both the pivotal trial results and on a large body of preclinical data that suggests that trastuzumab is a pretty good amplifier of chemotherapy-induced apoptosis.
And also, I mean, I guess theoretically, the sooner you get the treatment started, the better, too.
Yeah, actually, if you look at how rapidly those curves fall off, boy, you kind of want to start trastuzumab like about 10 seconds after you have the core biopsy on the patient.
Yeah, which brings us to, well, like now let's get back to what are we going to do here? What are people going to do? Before even getting into that, I couldn't sleep last night. I was thinking about Peter Ravdin trying to crank numbers out on relative risk reduction. So you tell me, if you have a woman who has HER2-positive, ER-positive disease,
yes,
who's going to get chemo, Herceptin, and then I guess hormones, and that's another question I want to ask you. When are you going to start the hormones? I assume with the Herceptin after chemo?
Yes, that was certainly how it was done in both N9831 and B31.
So I was trying to calculate what would then be the relative risk reduction of adding all three together versus control.
Well, in neither HERA nor in the joint analysis have we seen a breakout by estrogen receptor status. Having said that, if one looks at the forest plots for both trials,
right,
it didn't matter if you were ER positive or ER negative, you appeared to get the same general benefit. I'd add that at least in the HERA trial, it also didn't appear to matter if you were node negative or node positive, you got the same proportional reduction.
And I guess, I don't know, we're still looking at the issue of hormones and trastuzumab in the metastatic setting.
Yes.
For some reason, I think maybe there'd be some synergy there.
Well, if we look specifically at these trials, certainly in the joint analysis, roughly half of the patients who went on to trial were estrogen receptor positive. That's a somewhat lower rate of ER positivity than we'd see in the general population of breast cancer patients, where it'd be 75% to 80% these days. A reasonable question to ask in an analysis that awaits to be done is, you know, what's the quality of the estrogen receptor status in these patients?
The actual quantitative number.
Right. You know, are these the patients who, by immunohistochemistry, have 5% ER positivity? Because certainly there's a large body of data that's been generated that suggests that true HER2 positive patients, when they are ER positive, have relatively lower levels of ER positivity.
So anyhow, just to sort of get to my question, then we can move on. If you assume that these are going to be independent effects, you're going to see whatever, 50% reduction in recurrence rate with hormones, 50% with trastuzumab, I don't know, 40-50% with chemotherapy?
Well, of course, they may not be independent.
But I mean, do you think we could be looking at an overall, putting them all together, an 80% reduction in recurrence rate?
Well, certainly possible. I mean, just look at the data that was presented yesterday. And in fact, that represents a summation of chemotherapy, trastuzumab-based therapy, and hormonal therapy, at least for the ER-positive patients.
Yeah, but that was, they both got chemotherapy. I'm talking about versus control. In other words, how far have we come in this patient subset in terms of decreasing, in terms of cancer control long term?
Yeah, clearly a huge amount. I think we'd have to say. I haven't run the numbers in my own head to be able to have a good sense of it, but I just look at that disease-free survival curve where when you're 4 years out, I think the number was, what, 85% at 4 years? That's just astonishing. It's actually even more impressive, I think. You know, the entry criteria for this trial was that you could get in with either 3+ by immunohistochemistry or FISH positive with central review. One of the things that we know is that even with central review of immunohistochemistry at a 3-plus level, there are going to be a certain number of patients, varies from trial to trial, certain number of patients, in fact, who are not HER2 positive by FISH. And in fact, if you focus the data analysis just on a FISH-positive population, might we have even seen more stunning results. Now, a good look at this actually will come in the fairly near future from the BCIRG-006 trial, which actually requires FISH, not 3-plus immunohistochemistry, as the entry criteria for the trial. So it's possible that that trial will actually, even by having further patient enrichment, have even a more positive result.